the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige. What are you yelling
Fat
about?
Fat boy, Xander texts in and wants to know if you'll play the SOB son of a bitch thing. I love how he said, will Xander. You please play the SOB son of a bitch thing?
Is he talking about this one?
You son of a bitch?
Probably.
Or is he talking about?
You stupid bitch.
Wow.
Oh, no, that was
and
stupid.
And the third one? You want to see my prissy?
Ooh,
oh, no.
Nice.
Not that.
Oh, she's talking about this one.
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now. I was talking about an animal.
He was.
Okay. Well, I don't even know where to start.
That one's not fair.
Do you want a piece of history? Well, the former drummer.
Yeah.
And Hole is auctioning off one of Kurt Cobain's shirts. So she, Patty Schmel, is selling a shirt worn by Kurt.
Patty Schmel's.
It features the logo from the Jodie Foster movie Foxes, and Kurt gave it to her because they watched it together. That's kind of sweet.
That's weird.
Yeah, was he trying to hook up with her before old Courtney?
Yeah.
I don't know why she would have it still.
Paige, I know you said you liked playing polo, so I'd like to give you this polo shirt I'm wearing right now.
Okay. You're just gonna take it off.
I'm not giving my shirt away. So.
Yeah, you are.
We're not exchanging anything.
Well, half of it's already off.
It is.
And I don't mean
don't
on
touch
sale.
I don't know why you're so upset about this
don't
zipper.
Touch it. Unless you're gonna, you know, see how far down it can go.
Hmm. So, Patty,
you ever zip the nipple up by accident?
Where do you think my nipples are?
That's a good
do
point.
I have a uniboob?
I don't know. If you just like zipped it up and called a nip. I've zipped a nut before.
So.
They used to sell buttons, right? Zip a nip.
I never. Hated button. Did you have button fly jeans?
No.
Yes.
You boy.
Well, did Jinko make them? I had a couple Jinkos.
Did you?
Levi's.
God. Yeah.
Button flies.
I was a poser for a little bit. I didn't know what I was going to do.
I couldn't wear them.
Why?
They're just too tight on the junk.
He was morbidly obese.
Guys look really good in Levi's, I have to say. I give you a nice butt.
He was husky.
I look like I had on a fanny pack underneath.
He wore huskies.
Oh, he did.
They named the brand after me.
Yeah.
You're the model.
I was described as husky. My mom would say heavy set or husky.
You're a supermodel now.
Super size.
Lost all that weight. He's got a husky Dugan.
Wow.
Which is, oh, that's a fussy name. Let me write that down.
Husky Dugan?
Husky Dugan.
Okay.
Not related to Sandy.
I had a new one this week, too, and I can't freaking remember it. One of those I said, oh, it's so good, I don't even need to write it down. And now I can't remember what it was.
Had one of those, too, and forgot it.
So Patty was a member of Hole from 1992 to 1998.
So she was there for the glory years, I guess.
I call that it sounds like a grab.
How would she have it?
Well, I mean,
he watched a movie with her. He's like, hey, here's a shirt I'm wearing. Have it.
Yeah, but anything Kurt Cobain, when you try to move on that market way before now?
Maybe she's having hard times,
well,
baby.
Well, the current bids are $8,000.
So. Who's auctioning it? Does it say the auction house?
Mm-mm.
You know it's Ken Golden. It's got to be.
Say.
They'll do a whole show about it. I've got a Kurt Cobain shirt.
God.
I'm not into collecting, so.
Well, what about his, what do you call it? What do drug people call their little setup?
The rig?
Yeah, that's his rig. Like, what happened to all that stuff? Because
it was
evidence.
Evidence, yeah.
Like, I want to have a spoon signed by Chris, not Chris, what's his name? Who's the guy? I don't need you.
From Nirvana?
Yeah, no.
Soundgarden?
Yes, don't say it. Give me the name. Chris Cornell.
Cornell, yeah.
Spoon Man.
Spoon Man,
Catch
me in the afternoons.
No, that's Stone Man.
Yeah, like his rig has got to be worth a lot of money. It's the last thing he touched.
And right? I remember all those people back in the day. And, you know, they were just.
Oh, where's the gun?
Probably in evidence.
Evidence.
God, that's a great
question. But does
question.
It stay in evidence? Maybe because it's a famous case. I don't know.
Yeah, what? Like, if the case is over, like, at least for the people of that area. Open
think?
A museum,
yeah.
Charge tourists money, and then, you know, reduce taxes.
I thought things like that they destroyed, like, you know, how they burned marijuana at the end of the year. And
oh, Lord. Tell us the location of that so we can go skydiving that day.
That's the
day I would skydive.
That's one of the Morgan & Morgan guy you see everywhere. That's one of his businesses in Pigeon Forge. is the car museum. That's his.
Car?
Yeah.
And maybe they auction off anything that's... I wouldn't imagine that the family would want that.
He said it prints money because, you know, he's had the OJ Bronco in there.
Yeah.
He's had Herbie. And ooh. I saw him in a video say he was going to get JonBenet's bicycle.
That is...
To put in there. Which, you know, a lot of people would want to see.
Why? Like, why?
I don't, it's real morbid, man.
Want to go make a wish at the well that little Jessica fell in?
She got arrested.
For what?
I just saw that recently.
I just that mentioned up. That they so should have her appear at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Baby Jessica's back in the well.
Will you look that up so I don't have to turn around?
Yes.
I did see her mugshot. Because she had a birthday recently, but she got arrested, too.
But see, with me, I don't know.
How old
do
you think she is now?
Oh, God. 30?
Baby Jessica.
She's older than me. 46?
She was, well, let's see, how old is she? Come on.
I'll say 46.
40. She's 40.
Oh, that's where she was older
Lordy,
than me.
Lordy, lordy. She was arrested on April 11th, 2026 on family domestic violence. Family domestic violence.
She's beating everybody's ass?
That sounds like she whooped everybody's ass. Oh,
that's sad.
My gosh. Let's see what her...
Did she do like Edge in the 2010 Rumble and speared everybody?
My gosh, man.
That one happened. She fall back in the well?
She's in a bad situation.
Yeah, it's a lot. They're showing the pictures of her when she was a little baby. That's what got me at first. She was only 18 months old.
I don't remember how she fell down the well. Did somebody throw her down there? Did she walk up to it?
I don't know. How would an 18-month-old can walk? I guess. When like them old short.
Yeah.
Like you just starting out walking.
Yeah. It just says family domestic violence. If it was against kids, it would. And if it was against Jessica McClure Morales.
Oh, okay. So, or did she slide down it like that snake did, that pipe to Nate when he was buried underground?
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
Assault you know, causing bodily injury, family violence.
You did watch that.
Yeah, if I see anything.
You mess with me.
If I see something to say Sydney Sweeney's naked, I'm going to check it out. But I did hang around for the death.
Oh, my God. That is like my biggest fear. I am terrified.
Being buried alive?
No, snakes. You know that. All my life, because my grandmother was bit by a rattlesnake. So all my life, I was just terrified that it would happen to me.
Is she
too.
A preacher?
Yeah. Did she go to Repticon and get them?
She went to retrieve a horse that got out.
Why don't you do that at Repticon? Put some kind of show together. Make them fight. Make them dance around each other.
Snakes.
Well, I mean, if you can't fight chickens and dogs, can you fight snakes?
So I think you can. I think people universally like, I mean, look, I know some people like snakes, like them, but for the most part, people wouldn't care if they killed each other.
Now, I don't mind just a regular snake, you know, like a garter snake or a black
Repticon's
snake.
Repticon's not going to buy ads this time because...
But rattlesnakes, those things are horrible. Okay,
why is it that, you know, the snake is evil, like in, you know, the Bible, it's the serpents, it's a bad thing, but then when you look at the seal of health or whatever in America, it's that staff with the snake curled up around it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I thought about that the other day because I saw the...
Like, it's universal. The snake's curling up around this staff with wings on it.
What does the snake have to do with medicine?
I don't know. I mean, other than, like, maybe somebody, like, that was the first medical procedure, maybe, like, hey, man, my friend got bit by this snake, man.
What? Well, it's like Lightning Jack. You have to suck the poison out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that was some kind of like soothsayer that, you know, said, hey, poison. No, it's Caduceus. That's who it is. Caduceus.
From MTV?
No.
Greek mythology.
Yeah, from Greek mythology. That was the doctor of Greece or whatever.
Caduceus?
Yeah, yes. And he carried the staff with the snake. But why is that looked at as... Anyway, who cares?
I don't know.
Baby Jessica.
I don't like that.
She's married to Mr. Morales.
She's not a necromancer, is she?
No. No, not at all.
Not many of those left.
Yeah, how crazy is that, man? 58 hours she was stuck down there, 22 feet underground.
I remember that.
I wonder what else is going on in the world there in that 18
22.
Hours. It's like those Chilean miners. Like, everybody was gripped on that. What else was happening? Why was that?
They were adults, though.
Well, who cares? If a horse got stuck underground, you'd care.
Yeah, of course.
And right? Did you stick a horse underground?
Well, I don't know. The damn person riding it went down an underground railroad or something.
A whale or something.
That's Jonah, Paige.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, I'm going to call him.
All right. We'll call
Brady. All that, he's going to.
But anyway, the wool that I won't pull over your eyes is Monday is Memorial Day. We will not be here.
Rewipe!
But on Tuesday, we will do graduation names. So if you have a grad, you want us to, don't do it now. Or, I mean, you could email it now. But I'm going to hush.
Good old B.
Hello.
Hey, Braden. Is this Braden?
No. This is Chad, Braden's dad.
Oh.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Braden's sitting right here.
Okay.
I told him to hand me the phone because me and you guys have to have ourselves a little conversation.
Uh-oh.
All righty, then.
Braden, dang it.
So first off, guys.
Sorry, your name is Chad? I want to write this
down.
Okay. I don't want to just call you Dad. Oh, because it rhymes. It's Chad Dad.
Oh, Chaddy.
Chad.
He's
okay.
Your Chaddy.
All right. Thanks, Chad. All right. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, guys, I love the show. I've been listening for over 20 years probably.
Here it comes.
And
compliment first.
I got to tell you all honestly, I feel like you guys did my son a bit of a disservice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, we didn't mean to, man. We weren't trying to. Damn. Well,
my son needed to have a father-son conversation, and instead, he got one of your 10-minute comedy segments.
Wow. It was 11 minutes first, but like we didn't tell him to lie to you. I told him he should tell you as soon as possible. But that's just my point of view. Go ahead. I'm fine to listen to this.
Well, let me just tell you how it went down on my side, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so that morning, I missed the show.
Right, okay.
And that, I mean, that never happens.
Right. You're like the owner of the Twin Towers. I go in every morning at 6 o'clock, but that one day I had to go to the dermatologist.
I had to go that one day. So the timing, you see how the timing looks.
I'm messing with you, Chad. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So I had an early meeting that morning, and so I missed the show. First time in 20 years, and then my son decides to announce publicly that he ain't going to graduate high school.
Yeah, I understand that. Right.
So I'm sitting at work, and one of my buddies comes walking by, and he's looking all weird at me.
Oh no! Of course, he spoiled it.
And so he goes, "Everything all right with Braden?"
Oh God! But that ain't so. You don't say that like that.
Nope.
Scare you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking he maybe got in a wreck or something. Or
right.
Well, I would too, yeah. That's all.
And then my sister calls me laughing, and she's laughing so hard she can barely breathe, and she tells me, I think you need to go home or call home immediately.
She's laughing so hard she can barely breathe. My God.
Y'all said it bad.
Is she, okay, so go ahead.
Well, so first I think, honestly, probably somebody's pranking me or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would too, based off your sister's reaction.
Yeah.
Yep. So then I'm starting getting texts from people asking, is Braden okay? And
God bless. And
what are you all talking about?
And you're the last to know while everyone else knows.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It feels like my own son told, all of upstate before he told me.
That's how it would feel.
Well, in Georgia and Tennessee, yeah. North Carolina.
Plus podcasts, too. I mean, we get hits in Seattle, New York City.
Sorry, Chad.
Phoenix.
It's everywhere, man.
That's a lot. Well, I understand that. I get that.
Yeah, so I gather all my stuff. I leave work early. I drive home. And the whole way there, I'm thinking, there's no way that this can be real.
Right. And then you go in the house?
Yeah, I walk in the house. And, Braden takes one look at my face. And he goes... You heard it?
I don't know. Here comes the belt. Man. Something's going to happen.
And I said to him, I go, no, I didn't hear it, but, everybody else did.
Damn. Yeah, I see that. I understand that.
I got to tell you, the boy looked like his soul just, leapt out of his body.
Yeah.
Look, I told him I was in his position. I mean, I felt bad for him, and I still do. It's awful.
You know, that's the thing. You know, honestly, man, I do too. You know, once we finally sat down and talked, I realized that he was really overwhelmed. And
Very, very, especially with you. I don't know the dynamic, and it doesn't matter, but he seemed like he really didn't want to disappoint you.
Real tip.
Yeah, I mean, it's like things, you know, they get bigger than you and as a person, and then, you know, every day he waited, it just made it worse.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He just didn't want to disappoint you, that's all.
Yeah, so the more we talked about it, the more I realized, you know, this wasn't him rebelling or anything. This was just him panicking. And
so
I still,
did everybody still come into town?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, by that time, you know, things had been booked, and you know, you can't cancel those things last minute. Everything's non-refundable.
Right.
My sister had already bought him some luggage. You know,
we had dinner. Oh, we heard. Yeah. Okay, so. The last thing we're saying is that first off, thank you for listening to the show, for real. I appreciate that. 20 years is a long time. We've only been on for 23, so you were pertinent right there since the beginning. I appreciate that. But in our defense, like I said before we hung up or before we went to break, like, we did tell him multiple times that he needed to tell you immediately. You know?
Yeah, I know. I think he came home thinking, honestly, that he had already told us because he told y'all.
Oh, no. So he got a little confused, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think he thought that the radio call counted as communication.
Right. Well, and that's certainly not on us, though.
No, I'm saying it's, you know, all on y'all.
Yeah.
Total thanks.
But, you know, you're all over there joking around, and my whole family's unknowingly planning this fake graduation weekend.
You got to admit, though, in fairness to not only us, but everybody on the call, it's an absurd situation, man. A week before?
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. Yeah. You know, my mom booked a hotel. Yeah. My sister, like I said, brought him luggage, and we had dinner reservations.
Yeah, you know, whether you still go to dinner, you got to eat, you know.
That's what he said. Remember, that's what Braden said.
I tell you, your son's quite quick-witted. He's pretty funny. Let me ask you this then. Okay, fake graduation weekend is still happening?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We all went out to dinner Friday night because, you know, like I told Braden, like you said, you know, people still do got to eat. And so.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So was that awkward?
Weirdest damn dinner of my life.
Oh, so it's already happened.
Yeah. I mean, my aunt, she kept trying not to mention school. My mama cried twice. But my nephew, he thought the whole thing was hilarious.
I bet he did. Nobody got mad?
Honestly, I think everybody just felt bad for him after they saw him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he looked more relieved than anything once the truth was finally out.
Well, that's true. Well,
I mean, it's believable, I guess. Yeah.
All the gifts? What happens with that? Like, I wondered, like, let's say you gave somebody, like, a wedding gift, and then, you know, the bride or groom no-shows or whatever. Like, does anybody ever go back and ask for those gifts back? Or does that ever happen?
I would.
So much money invested now, you probably just say, screw it, we'll just get a divorce, it'll be cheaper.
I mean, you would probably want to do the right thing if it's, like, a trip or a lot of really expensive luggage, just return it.
Well, sure, yes. I'm talking about, like, cards with money in it and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. He definitely asked if he got to keep the graduation money.
Well.
Yeah.
And I was like, son, for what?
Well.
Tutoring.
For what do you get this money?
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break
it down. Live. From callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on May the 26th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it. Yes, sir. We got a lot today. We're going to start with this fella. Racha. Let me pop this up a little bit.
Trey Parker.
No.
Matt.
So.
Matt. Trey Parker. Matt Stone.
Matt Stone's birthday. Co-creator of South Park.
Is he the blonde or the brunette?
It says the voices he does are Kyle, Kenny, Butters, Tweak, Saddam Hussein, and Big Gay Al.
Oh, Big Gay Al. Paige does a Big Gay Al. She goes, who?
Bill Hader does voices on that show, too.
Oh, Al. I thought you said Owl.
No, not a hoot owl. I've never wanted two straps to bust more in my life.
What do you mean?
I was looking at the TV.
Oh, crap. I thought you had a thing for the South Park guys there for a minute.
Yeah, I was like, who's that
boosting
dude?
Boosting straps.
But the 7 days to air, that's real interesting if you haven't seen it.
And also, I never realized until watching that Bill Hader was such a big part of that show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm a Bill lover, in fact. Well, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't like Bill lover.
I hate Bills.
I'm just a Bill.
I'm just a Bill.
I don't want to pay for
anything. And here on AM radio here. I am going to say 54.
Matt Stone is 55 years old today. 5'5". Oh, they both quit at the same time. This is one you don't hear too often. This is a new single on his greatest hits
Lenny
album.
Lenny Kravitz. Look at that, boy. Oh. I still got it.
I like Lenny.
He was naked in this video. Butt naked, ladies.
Oh, you're thinking of D'Angelo.
Rest in peace.
Yes, I know. You know, his wife just died as well.
Really?
Who was fighting getting her direct revenue from Universal. Because she looked at the... She was comparing notes and saying, we're not getting but like 1% of what we're supposed to get. And then she's suddenly dead.
That sucks how they're close together because Tim Wakefield passed away and then his wife was shortly after.
Just look up the amount of artists that were trying to get their publishing from Universal Music Group that are now dead and maybe like died younger or under weird. It's almost like the Clinton kill list. It's kind of strange.
Oh my God.
Don't go against Universal Music Group.
Can we just give people what they're worth?
You hear that, Mark?
Break them off a little.
Break us all off something. Lenny Kravitz. Big one?
No. But you can't tell Lenny. He looks great.
Yeah, he's like a vegetarian.
It's like he just doesn't age.
He eats raw a lot.
You see this? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
God, why can't we be on camera all the time?
S cameras.
That would have been one of those meme viral moments where she says, he eats raw a lot.
He does.
Like,
she did.
She went reptilian with that tongue for a second.
What's her favorite word? Roar.
Raw.
Because you did it again.
So he's like.
It's kind of hot.
He lives.
Lenny's Crab's itch. How old? I'm going to say.
Lenny. Roxy's boy.
I think he's already 60. I'm going to say 61.
I'll say 62.
Lenny Kravitz is 62 years old today.
Look at you. Could you date an older man, though, Paige? That's tough. I don't know that I could.
I don't think you could.
I couldn't do it.
He'd make you feel bad because he's in great shape. Make you work out.
God, dolls.
Like, Jesus. You know they're bringing this back twice for the second time. It's going to be Austin Butler and Michael B. Jordan. New Miami Vice.
Who's? Oh, okay.
Austin Butler's going to be Tubbs.
Are they going to switch roles? I was going to say, like, make the black guy white now. Like, they always invert those shows when they bring them back. Like, Matlock and Quantum Leap. Scott Bakula's an Asian guy now.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I mean, I get it. But, like, at least let us have, like, the white Jeffersons or, you know, like, in living color with an all-white cast.
Right.
Ooh, I would watch Black Bonanza, like, reboot that.
Wouldn't you?
That'd be cool.
Like, yeah. AI,
switch it up a bit.
Give us Sanford and Son with old rednecks or something. That would be...
It is Crockett's birthday. Not Crockett Tubbs. It's Tubbs' birthday. Philip Michael Thomas.
Philip Michael.
Which I saw a picture of him, I guess it was 10 years ago. He had a big beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He stays hidden.
Is this a big birthday?
It is not. None of them are. From here on out.
Oh.
Paige's favorite number, and that's 68.
Oh, I'd say 75.
Add one. Philip Michael Thomas is 77 years old today. I'm telling you. Black don't crack. I bet he don't look it.
I dressed as him for Easter Sunday.
What? Well, like what do you dress up like
that? I had a white suit on with a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, for
By
church?
God. I, for yeah, church? Hell yes. On okay. Easter Sunday.
Okay.
I never realized that show was all about drug trafficking.
It was.
And here I am, Easter Sunday. Hey, Lord, plus, welcome
is,
back.
Is this kid trying to be Miami Vice or Boyd Coddington? They couldn't figure it out which one.
Bo Cephas' birthday?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
The Chris Farley bit doing this is hilarious. All my rowdy friends.
Oh, yeah. I just played that song earlier that was Van Halen and Bo Cephas mashup. I didn't even realize.
Good. That made my morning.
Get ready.
It's not a big one because he says we don't have any big ones coming up.
It's not a big one. It's not big. It's not very big.
Has he had a big one recently?
No.
I know his wife has.
It's not as big as the missile I sent to Iran.
78.
God, I'm going to go with that. That was my heart number. I have to go with
78.
It. Yeah.
He is also 77 years old. So look at you. We'll try to work. This is on the soundtrack, or actually the opening of Jackie Brown, starring.
Give me your initials. Let me get it.
P.G.
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Oh, wow.
It was naked and everything.
My second guess was going to be parental guidance.
These blaxploitation movies back in the 70s. Can't tell you the titles of them.
No.
Red Williamson was in a lot of them, though.
Yes, he was. God.
Mr. Charlie. I'll say Mr. Charlie.
She was, I mean, probably still gorgeous.
Boss Mister, I'll say.
Like, is it, who is the hottest black woman you ever saw, Fat Boy? Like, of all times. Like, not locally, not any of the girls from Houston.
He'd probably say Halle Berry.
I got a list of those, too. It'd probably be Halle Berry, yeah. Still. She's still top-notch, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Halle Berry, that one goes right up there. But, like, Pam Grier, like, that
yeah, prime
that
Pam
figure,
Grier was,
man. Plus, women of the 70s and 80s, people can say it's about the diet or plastic surgery or whatever, but you can look at natural girls now versus natural, and I say girls, I mean women, now versus, you know, naked versus 70s and 80s naked women. And I'm not even talking about the bush hair. I'm talking about, like, the size of everything. Like, what changed?
Exactly.
I do not understand that.
Put more hormones in the chicken.
It's got to be. It's got to be that, or like the what is it? The HGOs? Is that what it is? What is it?
HGMOs? Is that
HGMOs.
It?
Yeah. That's something I didn't think about until a guy at Tractor Supply was telling me about this. He's like, because he's got I won't be too specific about this, but he has a friend of his that has an organic farm, and they sell their produce as organic to local businesses.
Yeah.
But within three miles or so, there's another farm there that is not organic. And what they say with that stuff gets on the pollen, it can blow as far as 5 miles away.
Oh my God.
Through the pollen. So is it really organic?
Hell no, it's not.
No.
Well, you're drinking the water and everything.
You are. You drinking the Kool-Aid. Pam Grier. I love you, Paige. Pam Grier is 70. I'm going to say also 77.
Okay,
why the hell
too.
Not?
She is also 77
Look at
years
that.
Old. That's three in a row.
Wow.
Real quick, Stevie Nicks.
I'm going to say 78.
82.
She is 78 years old. Brent Musburger.
77. I mean, that's 80.
79.
87
God
years old today.
Holy
yeah.
Bum.
Happy heavenly birthday to Miles Davis. Would have been 100 years old today.
Oh, wow.
James Arness.
I don't know how old would he have been. 101?
103 years old. Matt Dillon from Gunsmoke. John Wayne, partner. Would have been 119.
No, Marion.
Sally Ride, the first woman in space.
Yeah.
Would have been 75 years old today. She passed away in 2012.
Wow.
Sally Ride.
I wonder, like, well, God. Buzz Aldrin and all them are still alive, though. I was wondering, like, what is that? I know they say it screws with your bone density going into space. Like, you'll get fibromyalgia and, like, osteoporosis and all that stuff. Like, it's pretty much, you will get it if you're up there.
Must screw with Katy Perry, too, because she came back and grabbed everybody's genitalia.
Well, she's also part of the satanic cult. I think she's a witch now.
Oh, no.
She might be.
I think she is. She's in there with Madonna, Beyonce,
Oprah. One of them witches that can't keep a man.
And you know who the head witch is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
On the count of three. Will you say it? One, two, three. Hillary Clinton. Oh.
You said, what'd you call her?
Hillary Clinton?
I thought you called her something else.
Hillary?
I thought you said Hillary.
Hillary? No, I did not.
I thought you did.
How dare you?
What did you say, Pat?
I just said, how dare you?
What did he say?
I just said, how dare you? And you just walked right over at Paige.
She did. I said Ellen.
I wasn't going to do the hand gesture.
Somebody's doing it at the roast. I couldn't remember who it was, but Cat Williams, that's who did it.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess he could do it.
Yeah. You know. Have you seen the video online where they enhance the audio when he whispers and he shakes hands?
No.
And he says, this ain't over. Calls him the word, this ain't over.
Then he turned on him. Kevin Hart turned on him anyway.
I know, man.
I made him everything I've said about Cat Williams.
Like, why don't those two fight? Who cares about seeing Pat Mahomes Sr. and Johnny Rocker fight?
Is it Johnny Rocker?
is that Johnny Rocker over there? By the way, who is who's Logan's Paul? Logan's Paul. Logan Paul fighting next?
Logan's Paul.
Jake?
Mayweather?
Jake?
Jake.
Logan's hurt. Logan got hurt over the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Main event. Yeah, he's going to be out for a bit.
What happened?
It was Saturday night's main event.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just they don't do it. They promote the clash in Italy, but not really the, you know, Saturday night main event. Yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of people want to fight Jake Paul. I think Ngannou, he's thinking about trying to fight Ngannou.
But didn't he break his...
He broke his jaw. You know what? He said he's going to be cleared in a couple weeks or a couple months.
I like doing this a cappella. I really do.
They talk about it at the fight. Like somebody
it's kind of like some ASMR, isn't it? All right, tomorrow morning, Best Damn Audio. That'll be happening at 8:25.
I got a guy who keeps calling the manager an MF-er in the store. So.
I've got a Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, or something like that, from early 2000s, and you won't believe who they feature.
When you say rich and famous, I thought you had cookies. The chocolate ones and the wrappers.
That's Famous Amos.
Amos.
Yum.
Anus.
I misread it the whole time.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You son of a bitch.